is sort of extend the in that you're getting on the first pack. That's what I just, and forward, right? Not just the back pack. But from what I gather from Riven, they're going to get up to that test. So we're going to start from Daf Yud and just move forward and try to do interesting sugyas and moving forward. So this sugya really, though, requires first looking at the Mishnah of Tes Amud Beis. This Mishnah is a very, very significant Mishnah. Says a lot, very, very important yisodos in this Mishnah. For example, and all of it's relevant to our sugya. Kol shechavti b'shmirasa shartis nizkot. So what does that mean? That's yisod number one. What is that yisod? So Rashi gives two pirushim. And there's going to be a lot made of this when people do that. I don't know if you did it in Shira already. The Chakir everybody does between Mamon and Shia B'Shmira and all that stuff. A lot of people will say, ah, that's going on in the two Shatim and Rashi. Right? That is an interesting approach. But what's the basic shot? The basic shot is that there is some Chiv Shmira, right? Kol Shechavti B'Shmira. That, of course, begs the question, where does this Chiv Shmira come from? What is this Chiv Shmira? And that's the whole thing you do in the morning, I'm sure. But assuming there is a Chiv Shmira that came from somewhere, once they have this Chiv Shmira, and then you were poshea in that, or you were negligent in fulfilling the Chiv Shmira, so then you are responsible for the nezek that occurs. That's Rashi's first shot. The second shot was something that we used previously in a different context about the way to look at it is, no, you're chayev the shalom. Right? Sharti is nisko doesn't mean you have a chrayas for the nezek, you're responsible for the nezek. It means you have a chrayas to be misakin the nezek, which means to pay. Right? And it's a completely different issue. So that's really not what we're that we're going to come back to a little bit of this first part of the Mishnah, but we're focused on the second part of the Mishnah. The second din of the Mishnah is Hirsharti b'miksas nisko, chafti b'tashlume nisko, kehechshir kol nisko. So that halacha is saying what? What is that din? Right? When you go through bikiyas, right? We're like Ian Kahl is our offshoot of bikiyas. What does that mean? So when we're doing bikiyas, so we should get pshat, which is what we're all doing. We're flying through the masechta, getting pshat here and there. But if you're doing it well, which by the way you guys are, I have to say, all the guys that I've been interacting with, you're asking really good questions, right? And as I always say, when you're asking good questions, that's just an opening to Ian. So the way I always look at it is when I have a halacha like this in a Mishnah, and then I know there's an interesting discussion coming up in the Gemara, so I put it all together and I say like this. So what's the yisod? What's the basic yisod that I'm learning here? What's the yisod in the Mishnah? What is that din, that second din? Somebody. How would you summarize it?
To be
45
years
old. Say it again? Right, so even though, right, I put it like this, even though you were only machshir, right, now machshir has only one meaning, Rashi points out, it doesn't have two possible meanings, but hechsharti es nisko here means, you know, mamish, that you were the one who is zimen, the nezek, right, you're responsible for this nezek taking place, you set up the pitfall for the nezek, right? So you might have thought, right, the halamina is maybe you thought you have to be responsible for all of it, right, in order to be chayiv. And this mission tells me, no, guess what? You don't have to be even responsible for all of it, just part of it, and you'll still be chayiv for kula. Okay. Is that a sort of pshuta? Does that make sense? Is that intuitive? There's something missing. What might make it intuitive, right? It's not necessarily intuitive, because I could think of scenarios where it's not true, right? If I only did part, but I didn't complete it, I wasn't responsible for it really being mamish, able to be mazik, certainly I shouldn't be high of anything, right? So you should have to qualify it. And I didn't give you this, I did give you this in the additional Maramakom, in the Mukhe Yosef. Okay, a little bit of Mukhe Yosef on this Mishnah. What does he say? Anyone see it? I threw it in today, so you're off the hook. Student today with me, Milka Yosef says, Dafka, the mixas, is the gemira. You were the final putting it out there that now it's able to do nezek. Right? It's Dafka that. So now this is a very, very intuitive concept, right? Even though you only did part, which means somebody preceded you and got the thing going, but they didn't complete it, but you completed it. So now, very mistabber, you're going to be chayav the gamri. Why is that mistabber? Because you really are the one that caused the nezek to happen. right? Even though you didn't do all the work, but you made it ready to go. You were machshir nezek. That's going to be such an important concept. This idea of hechshir nezek is really the thing, right? So the first halacha was, if you're machshir nezek, you're going to be chayav to pay good. And guess what? Shlav nosaf, right? Din number two in the Mishnah takes it one step further. Not only if you're machshir the whole thing, but even if you just machshir it partially, even the mute, right? Someone else is machshir rov of the nezek, right? Bor tes, right? We can get to that in a second. And you only did one tefach, you're still the one who's going to be chayv the gamre. Chayv the gamre. Okay, good? So that's the din. So far it's a yesod that is built on sar. Right? Is there any examples of kosik necessary for this din? No, makes sense. It makes sense. So, but the Gemara is bothered by something. The Gemara says, well, it doesn't always do this, Gemara, but it's like ketzah, like pichidami. What's the case? Even Rashi points that out in the Mishnah. He says, like, oh, I'm going to start to like fine-tune this because it's not so pashut. Like, what's an example of this case? Right? And then the Gemara offers the case of boar, right? So Borg tests, and somebody did tests, and then somebody was mashlimit, right? Right. Let's just quickly look at Yudam and Aleph. It says, Ketzad hachofer bor tisha uba'achir v'ashlima la'asara ha'achron chayim. Deloki Rebbe, Tanya hachofer bor tisha uba'achir v'ashlima la'asara ha'achron chayim. That's the Tanakama, right? The Tanakama says, right, what's the difference between Rebbe and Tanakama? The Tanakama says, chayim what? No matter what happens. Whether it's a nezek shel misa or a nezek shel nezek. Either way, the achron is chayev and the first guy is patur. Rebbe says, achar achron the misa, I agree with you when it comes to misa. That will be true if you had, the first guy did 9, the second guy did 1, and then the animal dies. Rebbe agrees, for sure, the achron only is chayev and the first guy is not. What does Rebbe hold will happen in the case of Nezek? Let's say we had this case. Somebody did 9, someone was mashed to 10, and the animal got injured. So what's the din? Rebbe? Shneim. It goes like Shneim. Right? Which means what? It means they split. Right? Maybe according to the percentages of their contribution to the Nezek. Right? But what do the Chachamim say? No, even in that case, even in the case of Nezek, just like Nisa. Achar Achron, the Achron's Chayev, the first guy, Patur Lagam. Okay, so let's think this through now. Now, this is saying a little more than we've said, right? The sort of the Mishnah was that if you are Gomer, and you only did Mitzvahs, but you're doing the Gemira of the Maisa Hezek, of the Hechsher Nezek, you are Chayev Lagam, right? Okay, good. So this is saying, though, something else. What's the addition? What is this adding? What's difficult now? So if you look at Rashi, which is always a good idea, so Rashi starts to explain this, right? If I, let's say, basically I asked you, does it still make sense? Is the whole thing a sort of pshuta? Let's start with the Tanakhama. Well, actually, let's do Rebbe. Does Rebbe make sense? What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says, well, if it's Misa, if the animal went in there and died, then I agree, only the Achron's Chayev and the first guy's Pater. Does that make sense? 1,000%. Why? Exactly. You're the only one that made a Bor Shel Misa. This guy didn't do that. It makes every bit of sense that in the case of Misa, you're Chayev and he's not. That's very misogynistic. What about the other case? What about the other case? So let's say you made 9, I made a 10, and the shore didn't die, but it got injured. What should be here? What's logical? First one should definitely be chayev. Did he make a bor shel nezek? Did nezek happen? Did he do a bor shel nezek? Yes or no?
Yes.
Did nezek happen? Yes. Hechshir nezek. Nezek happened. You're chayev. What about the second guy? Should he be chayev too? Of course he should be chayev. He did a bor shel nezek too. So who makes a lot of sense? Rebbe. Rebbe makes tremendous sense. Rebbe is cool as Svara. Rebbe says that both guys should be chayev in a case like that. Who doesn't make sense? Gotta come. So what's going on? Be chiddush. But everything really now really makes sense. How do Rashi and Tosfos understand the time? on what basis are they poter the Rishon, the guy that was blind? Is it a svara? No, what do they tell you? What does Rashi tell you right away? What's the basis for the tour of the Rishon? Zeir Sakasul. That's what this Tosfos Achron is all about. Right? Achron Chayev. Gama Nazikin. Verishon Potter Mikula. See, he throws that in. He says, I'm going to explain to you that there's a bigger Chiddush going on here than we realize. Right? The Mishnah's Yisod was very basic. What was that? It goes according to the Gomer, right? Even if you're just Gomer and you only did the Mixas, you're Chayev. That's the only Yisod I'm getting out of the Mishnah. This case is more complex. This case of the boar throws in new ideas and a new chiddush that is dealt with at length on Daf Nun Aleph in the Gemara, which is a major machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. In a case like this, where it's nezek, right? What's going to be where both participants created a boar shel nezek, right? One happened to make one shel misa too, but it's also first and foremost a boar shel nezek, right? They both did it, and nezek takes place. So they both should be chayiv. That's the logic. That's Rebbe. Right? The Chachamim say, Yechinam, you're right. But this is Xeris HaKasa. Right? Anyone who got a chance to look at Nun Aleph quickly to see what was going on, because that's where Rashi and Tosfos are getting the sugya from. They're getting the sugya from Nun Aleph. What does it say over there? The Lashon is very, very meduyah. The Lashon says, oh, the Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim, and they're arguing over the Ptur of the Rishon, and they ask on Chachamim, how are you misalik the chiyuv of the Rishon? That's the whole effect of the Xeris HaKasav. The Salik, the Chiyav of the Rishon, to be poter the Rishon. Because you need Xeris HaKasav for that because it makes no sense. Rebbe is logic. So if I asked you in Tchudas Malachlokis, now we got a lot of little semi-ion here, right? What's the Tchudas Malachlokis between Malachlokis, between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Yeah, exactly. Rebbe doesn't have this pasuk. So Rebbe just goes Svara all the way. I'll be Svara the Achron by Misa, because he's the only one who did Misa. And I'll be Svara, both of the Nezah, because they both did Nezah. Comes the Chachamim, and they say, yeah, but we're going to pass them differently, because we have a Masorah, some Zeris HaKasu, and that is Misalik in the Lashon of Daf Nun Aleph. It's Misalik, the Chiyuv of the Rishon. Only the Achron is Potter. Okay, good. So that's our now case. That's the case the Gemara chooses to illustrate the Yesod of the Mishnah. Now, once you got to the pshat here, this is all Pashim pshat, by the way. None of this is really in, right? This is just Rashi and Tosfos a little bit. Working out what was the Yesod, what was the Makor of the Yesod, right? So, first of all, what's the Makor of the Yesod in the Mishnah?
It's the Pashim.
Totally, right? The only thing that they're supposed to be doing is going beyond the Mishnah, right? The Yesod of the Mishnah, which is what I'm really interested in, right, is Sarah. Now, why this is very important is because of the Suleikas, right? The Gemara goes through a series of the Suleika, the Ha'ika. Aren't there these other cases? What are the other cases? You're giving me bore, right? This Tosfos is great. You see this little Tosfos of Suleika? It's a Gishmak Tosfos. He asked something. It was bothering me like crazy. Do we always go around doing the Suleikas? You guys have learned a lot of Masechtos by now, right? Do we always do that? We have a case. We have to go, what about this? What about this? We have to name, that's what Tosfos is making fun of. What are we, like a merchant, like what are those guys called? Like a guy with the, you know, who's showing his wares, and, oh, I got this, and I got this, and I got this, and I got this. What do we got to do so many of these haikos? So he says, you want to know why? Because this is a bad one, right? What we want to demonstrate is a simple yesod, which is svara, which is that the gomer, even if the gomer had hahechsher nezen, just did a mute of the whole thing, he's still going to be chai. And that makes sense. And you come and you give me like something with machlokes where I have to say, I have two lashonos. One lashon says machlokes about nezek, Rebbe and the Chachamim getting the Gzeres HaKasav and all that stuff. And the other one is kulo misa and doesn't even deal with nezek. So why are you doing that? This is what Tosfos is teaching me. Why not give these other cases where I could just simply do it with Torah's Nezikin? Do either a shmiras hashur case, or maybe I should do an H case, or the final one, which is really fascinating, we're going to do separately, safsal, that safsal case, right, which is adam amaz, right? Now, the fact that you can entertain doing it in those contexts is very consistent with what idea? That it's all about the svara, because it's only when you have a svara to begin with that you could start to extrapolate out and say it's not only bor that it should apply to, but it should apply to all the other avos nezikin. If we were talking about the yalfusa, the gzeres hakasuv, where is that gzeres hakasuv? It's specifically within bor. It only applies to bor, and this is going to be very, very important, right? The whole tour on the rishon that the chachamim have in the case of nezek, that's only in bor. That's only in bor. The yesod that achar ha'achron, when there's gemira of the hechsher nezek, that is a svar pshuta. That is the thing we're going to try to apply to those other contexts. Everyone hear that? We're not going to be fitting in. The gzeres kasuv is going to have no place by the shor case and the esh case and the adam case. So don't ever get confused like that. We're about to like move out of bor, and we're going to move into those other ones. And now life should be easy, right? Tosfos teaches me what's my agenda. My agenda is to find a simpler case for my yesod in the Mishnah. My yesod in the Mishnah is very pashut. My yesod in the Mishnah is that even a person who doesn't machshir the entire nezek, but only does partially, as long as the Muki Yosef points out, as long as it's the gemar, you're going to be chayim for the whole thing. Very simple. So the gemara says, right? These two, Rav Sheshes and Rav Zera, they say, you know, I don't have a brisa, but we could come up with our own cases, right? We could come up with cases that would have been better illustrations without all the baggage of the bor case. Why don't we use those? That's really what the Ha'ika is saying, right? The Suleika, what, you had to come onto this bor case with the whole mess, with the whole thing on Daf Nunav? Just give me a simple case. So we'll see how simple they are in a minute. They're really not, right? Let's start with the first one, Rav Zera's case. So Zera, by the way, this is what Rav Asher would call everything we've just done up till now, which is Pashut Pshat. We call this is the Tzursa D'Shmaisa. What does he mean when he says that? He says that's the Tzurasa D'Shmaisa. This is what we just outlined now is the basic outline of this Sugya. Really is that this is a Soda in the Mishnah, this is the Kor, this is Sara. Bor is has some application to that, but really is much more than that simple Yesod. And now the Gemara is really looking to try to replace the bor case with a simpler case that just follows the Yesod. That's the surah of what's going on. Question is, though, so all that's Pashut Pshat and that's source of the Shmaisa. Where's the lumbus? There's tremendous lumbus within the cases that Gemara suggests. We'll see in a minute, right? So case number one. What does Rav Zera suggest? He says, if all you want to do, again, is show that the Nezek is according to the Hechsher Nezek of the Achron is giving Mechayitim, even if he did it B'miut, let's use this case. So what's Rav Zera's case? Ha'ika Masar Shora L'chamisha B'nei Adam U'pasha Bo Echad Mehen V'hezik Chayim. So I'll give shot on this, and then since you guys all did B'kius, and you've all passed Daf Yud, everyone in this room, I'm going to ask somebody to just tell me pshat in what your pshat was when you flew through this during the kids. So, because no one asked me on this sugya, I find very fascinating. No one asked me a single question on this sugya, but unless I'm wrong, but I don't think so. But there's a blaring problem in both Rav Zera and Rav Sheshes. Let's start with Rav Zera. So Rav Zera says, what about this case where a guy, what happened? I have my shore, I go to five people, and I say, you five people, please watch my shore. Right? And one of them is poshea. Right? That's the word. Poshea. Right? Poshea b'shmira. Right? Rashi says, how is he poshea? He leaves. He left. Right? That's not a good way to do shmira. Right? By leaving. So, the din is, according to what Rav Zera wants us to believe, is if this shore goes out and does nezek, this guy should be chayev based on the yisod of the Mishnah, right? What's he kind of saying before we get into the nitty gritty? He's saying, well, there was a shmira that was on all five of them, and he's poshea his part, right? So isn't that the same yisod? And then there was nezek, and so he's partially responsible because these other guys should have some responsibility too, maybe, and he gets the full scope of the chiyuv nezek. Well, so now the Gemara says hechidam, right? One scenario is like that, and one scenario is not like that, right? And this is very, very important, like how this works out. This is what I wanted you guys to give me pshat on. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Zera, you're trying to pull a fast one on us. your case is not going to hold up, right? And by the way, in the source of the Shvaisa, all these suggestions will fail, right? They'll fail not because there's any problem with the Svara and the Havamina that I could have applied my Svara elsewhere, right? The Svara of this Mishnah is applicable to all Mazikim. There's no tzior other than bor, and that's the answer to Tosfos' kasha. At the end of the day, we could not make it work in any other context. The only case we could know of is this bor, and that's why we chose it despite its complexities. Right? Okay, so now, Rav Zera's case. What's wrong with the Rav Zera's case? Why does it not hold up? So you mentioned the first part. Hechidan. So if it's like, let me just, in the interest of time, I'm going to fly through this. Iulema debelav ihu lohava mintar pshita. That's what you were saying. Now, what's that mean? What's this case? What's going on here? What does Rashi throw in? Something. It's on the Amud Beis. These Rashis are all ahead of themselves, right? This is Rashi on Amud Beis applies to the Gemara on Daf on Amud Aleph. So, what does Rashi say? What's the case here? Well, what does he say? I bedelav iu lo mintar. So that's the starting point. So, what is that line in Rashi? No one asked me this Rashi. I want to see if anyone really got pshat. Who's brave? What's pshat? What does Rashi say?
Originally,
Kigon Chayu Oskar Roy.
Either the guy who left had no reason to leave, he was going for.
So you think it's referring to the shomer?
To the one shomer, or is that the ox is a muad?
I like that better because that's pshat. It's not that he's muad, but he's a very difficult ox. It's not talking. Everyone thought it was talking about the shomer. It is not talking about the shomer in that Rashi. The ox is an incredibly difficult ox. He's so difficult. How many shomer does it take?
Five.
That's the starting point. So if there's an ox that takes five, and one guy's poshea, he's kulo poshea. So it no longer applies to our Mishnah Bichlan, right? Our Mishnah has to be where it's bemixas. He was the whole thing, right? Because it was like five or none. Five, it needed five. One guy leaves, and that's what they said. Echad poshea, Rashi says, azav. The moment he did that, he was machshir kulo. He was machshir the entire nezek by himself. Okay, so that's not the case. So what's the other possibility?
Question? So also, the second he leaves, if the other people would then leave before the short does anything, they wouldn't get off the split?
I would say the first one to be machshir, we'll see, we're going to talk about it. He's the first one to be machshir, the nezek. The moment he leaves, that's all I need. Now, that pshia is more than just pshia, it's machshir nezek.
They're also pshia.
But that would be like pshia achar pshia, or
before the short does it doesn't
matter because the hechshir nezek is in place, right? We're gonna bring rise to what I'm saying. It's a way ahead of where we're gonna be going to this, but I have to say it now because that's the answer to your question. But we're not really ready for that question. We will be, but that it's premature. So, what's the other possibility? That's not what's the other possibility. Hechidami is no. Why? It doesn't need all five, right? That's for sure. So, what does the Gemara say? What's pshat? These lines are Kiyas lines. Ela debelav ihu nami mintar. What's that case? It's a good question. What is that case? Give me two possibilities. What? How many shomrim do I need to watch? Always, that's the starting point, right? It's either one
or four.
Either or four. Excellent. You're right on, right? That's what this means. And if I was going to read the words of the Gemara and get pshat, it means that before, in the first scenario, the first echitimsa was five. I need five. That's for sure. That there's no other possibility. It's, I needed five. He left. Poshea. Kula. This case, it could be watched even without him. So what does that mean, it could be watched even without him? It either means that, well, it still needs four. It's still, like what Rashi says, a osk of Ryan, but not as bad as the five guy. Right, you know, the problem with this pshat is to say four is, well, how do you know a five versus a four? I don't know, right? Four can cover all the directions, you know. I don't know what it is, but that is going to be what's going to be out there. It's either that it means four is enough, and he's not totally necessary b'chlal, right? He could leave, and the four will be able to do it, or he could leave because any one of them alone can do it. It's one of those two. So that's the setting. And what is the problem? Why is this case not my case? Because Micah Ovid. What does Micah Ovid mean?
Let's start with Rashi. What does it mean always for Rashi? It means that what? You should be patur legamrei. What did he do? Right? What did he do? Mike Ovid. Rashi, in fact, does comment. When Rashi over here on Yud Amud Beis, when he says Mike Ovid, the Eino Chayav Klum, is talking about Rav Zera's case. The big shiloh is going to be Rav Sheshes for Rashi, but the Feirish is talking about Rav Zera and says, this guy is off the hook completely. And who does not like that? Tosfos and the Altir of the Rambam and various other Rishonim. They say, no, that's absolutely not what it means. They have to say Mike Ovid Tfei, right? They have to change the Lav Dafka Mike Ovid, which sounds a lot more like Rashi, but it's, no, we're going to have to say Mike Ovid Tfei than the other guys. Why? Everybody's fine. Whoa, now we got the makings of good lumps. There's a major machlokes here that we have to dig into. And that is, what is the difference between these two shittas, right? According to Rashi, in a case where they could have watched it without him, so he's off the hook. Patur legamrei. And according to the Rambam and the Tosfos over here on Yud Amud Beis, he says for sure none of them. Everybody's chayav. So can anyone give me arguments for both sides? Who's more mistaken? Who's more mistaken? Think about the scenario. Let's get the scenario straight. A guy comes over to five people and he says, will you be shomer for my animal? What do they all say? Yes. If they said no, there's nothing to talk about, right? So they all said yes. All five agreed, we're going to be shomer this animal. And then one guy decides, you don't really need me, guys. I'm out of here, right? And he leaves. Okay, now, the truth is, the remainder are enough, but they mess up too, right? They're pushing. And this animal goes out and doesn't mess anything. So Rashi says, well, that first guy, he's off the hook. And everyone else says, no, he's as culpable as they are. Which one makes more sense?
And for Rashi, it makes more sense if you say that they needed four shomer, they didn't need one shomer, they needed four shomer. Because now him leaving is taking his...
Was he poshea in leaving?
Him leaving now makes it closer to getting to the one. As it makes it... Now that you needed four, him leaving makes it...
Well, think about it this way. When the guy said, let's say it was the one case, right? Which one did you want? One or four? Which one do you like? Okay. Both of them are going to be a problem now. And ultimately, we're going to solve it. But right now, they're going to be a tremendous problem. Rashi makes no sense. The other Rishonim make a lot more sense. I'll explain to you why. Every single one was poshea. Everybody, right? Everyone was poshea. The first guy was poshea because he was made a shomer, which meant if they even, let's say they only needed one, you agreed to be the one. You agreed to be a shomer. You took it and you left. And this show went out and didn't answer. In fact, you were the first one. You were the first one to go. Then these other guys messed up? Okay, so each and every single one of you is chayav. That's what the Rambam says. That's
him, so
because of him? Well, you're saying the four case?
Either case. They weren't poshe. They should have been regarded either way.
Let's stay simple for a moment before we get to the four case. Let's go with the one case. Every single one of them has an equal achrayus.
Right.
They all agreed to watch. Why is one more achrayus than the other? No one has more achrayus than the other. Everyone's poshe.
So even in the four case, they still messed up. They still should have been able to watch it before, so they still messed up.
But he messed up too.
Exactly. That's why he's also chayav. That's right. Why each one should be.
Well, that's why. So you're agreeing with me?
Yeah.
The Rambam and Tosfos make a lot of sense. Why on earth should this first guy be punted? So I'll tell you. I'll give you a little hint of something that we're going to destroy, which is the Rush. The Rush and the Sivas. They say the following. I didn't give you any makaros. It's too much. So I'll tell you what they say. So the Rush wants to defend Rashi, and the Rush says, it goes like this. Everybody knows, we've seen in the Gemara already, that if you make, let's say you're a baal of an animal, and you make a shomer, right? So what's the din? The gabe nezik that animal does? A shomer nichnas tafas abalu, right? You haven't seen a signal like that yet? We haven't, right? The question is, shomer shemasa the shomer, right? But certain sort of gittin is over there also. But in terms of right over here, right now, that's the din, right? The din is in general that, a baal who gives it over to a shomer, so the shomer is now chayav, and the baal's off the hook. The baal's putter for any damage done when he's there's a minoy shmira, when he makes a shomer, that shomer takes all the responsibility. That's the point of a shomer. Comes along the Rosh and he says, what happens here is that the guy, when he left, right, he left first. And they really didn't need him, right? So he was okay to go. It wasn't like they needed all five, so they didn't need him. But now everyone else took over for him. And the Nesivos says, like the din of Nichlas Tachas Abaylam. The Shomer is Nichlas Tachas Abaylam. In this case, it's Tachas HaShomer. Right? They're saying, Shomer number one is able to give over the responsibility to these other guys. And therefore, Nichlas Tachas HaShomer for the Achrayas for watching this thing. And that's what gets him off the hook. Right? So, what are the blaring problems with that type of mahala? There's two major problems. What?
The actual concept of a shomer.
No, good. I like the way you're putting it. There is an actual concept that a shomer nichlas tachas habayalim. And right, so number one, there's no minoy. Anyone talking about a minoy shmira? Isn't that a little ikar chasam in a sefer? If that's really what was going on, that's the setup for the p'tor of this guy. The Gemara should say, and by the way, when he left, he was nemane them, as is shown. That's number one, that's absurd. But more than that, who was nemane them? The Baal. They have a responsibility, but not to the shomer. They have one responsibility, and that's to the Baal. He was nemane them. So this is very dumb, very dumb. The Rosh must mean something else, and the Nesivos is like Tzarechiyim. I don't know. Anyone who wants to look it up, please do. It's actually, where is it? It's Sif Katan Aleph in, I have to look up where, I forgot, whatever the Sif over here is. So, but it's very, very different. So we're not going to, that's not the answer. So I'm going to tell you that we need a much better answer. We need to explain Rashi. Right now Rashi makes very little sense. Where's this tour coming from? And many, many people find him very difficult. We'll come back to the answer. We can't answer Rashi. Here's the beauty of our lumbus in the Siyan Kal, is that once we do the lumbus on Rav Sheshes, and we really understand what's going on with all of this, we can come back to this kasha. So we're going to save this kasha for the end. Right? This kasha is a big one. It's a big kushi gadol, they call it.
Is the first shomer who left to ask the Baal or ask the other shomer that he can leave?
Yeah, he can, but in other words, like, he could say, I'm going. By the way, what the Rush says, if he says, I'm going.
He asks them for permission before he leaves.
Well, the Rush. So that's okay, but that doesn't mean he's being mamana them to take his place. In other words, he has to bow. His achayus is to the bow. It's not, it has nothing to do with them. He has to officially have the bow say, it's okay for you to go, and these guys will take over. That never happened. Because what's the word that keys me in that never happened? What did he do? What's the given? Poshea. He was Poshea. There's no denying the fact that this guy did something wrong. Right? That's what makes it so difficult to understand why he's fucked him.
Do we see Shomer? Isn't there a Shomer 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 Shomer?
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There is a concept of Shomer Shomer Shomer.
There is a concept, but not here. Right? In other words, like, it's Chasser from here.
Right.
And there's a strong possibility that you can't do that. You cannot do that without the shoes to the Baal, right? That's the machlokas. But so either way, we're not going the route of the Nesivos. We're not going that route. We are going to work with the Rush. The Rush said something else. The Rush said that if all of them say at the time he says I'm leaving, and they all leave, then Rashi would be moda. The Rush says that everyone's chayiv. But there's something about the seder here that saves the Rishon. He's the first one to leave, right? And that somehow gets him off the hook. It's a mystery how it does it, but we'll solve it. First, let's do something much more basic. This is a tough kasha. This kasha is after you know the lumbus of the other one, you can handle this one. So I don't think we're going to answer it yet. But go ahead.
There a little of when you're tied for, like, in general, for the deacon, you're tied because of the lack of shmir or because you're probably damaged. As in, when he's been there, status above, does he get, to a degree, like, a certain way, like a certain level of ownership over it? So when he leaves and lets them stay, he leaves his ownership. The Hovias is it like...
Who leaves his ownership?
The guy who leaves. So if it has to do with the Chi of Shmira, then he had a Chi of Shmira, and he left it, so he should be caught.
So he's Poshel, he can't be that.
Right, but
if it's Mamo, then it's still on the bottom.
then when he left, the other people kind of like picking up.
Yeah, but it won't help because he's still Poshea. He's Poshea. The Baal is Achrayus. Let's say the Baal is, it's Mamon the Baal in this Chakira of yours, right? He's the one, when we talk about Mamon that has an Achrayus, it's the Baal, right? So he could like avoid being chayiv by doing proper shmira, and then he's on us and whatever the whole lumdus of it, right? So what's his proper shmira? He hires five people. He says, you watch it. And I'm hiring each and every one of you. One of you is going to come through for me, right? And none of them do. Right? Including the first guy. So why is the first guy any different than the rest of them? None of them did what they were supposed to do. They all should be hired. Like the Rambam says, and like the Tosfos says. Hold the thought. We'll come back to this. God willing. So comes Rav Sheshes, and he says something that we're going to have a lot more, at least, ability to maneuver. He says, no, that's not the case. So once we've dismissed the case, right? It's no good in either of the possible ways that we can make that case work. So comes on Rav Sheshes, I have another one. Ika marbe b'chabila. What's marbe b'chabila? So, right? So first guy, Rishon, makes a fire. Second guy adds to the fire, right? With a hosafa that's consequential, right? He adds to it enough to get to the Gadish. So there we go. We have a big, gigantic fire made by one guy. One guy adds to that fire, and he's chayav for the whole nezek. Is this not the yisod of our Mishnah? Right? Here we have it. The guy that was Nigmar, who ultimately led to the nezek, to the Gadish, he's the one who's chayav. Isn't this a great illustration of the yisod we're looking for, and we don't have to come onto the board case? So the girl says, no. No good. Hey, Chidan, what's your case? So again, there's going to be two possibilities. Right? So what are the two possibilities? So the first one is Eve. Debilav ihu lo azla pshita. So that one's easy. What does that one say? If what? Then obviously, and why is that not a good case for our Mishnah? Because in that case, he's kulo. What was going to happen? Rashi points out, pshita what? That the guy who made the first fire did nothing. Because his fire was going nowhere. It was never going to get to the Gadish. The only reason it got to the Gadish altogether is because of the second guy. So the Achron is Mamish, totally the Machshir. It's not a Machshir b'Nixas. So that's not the case. Right? That's very straightforward. No Machlokas Rishonim on that. However, part two gets interesting. Eila debelav iu azla maika ovid. What does it mean? It means that even without this guy's addition, the flame was heading over, right? The flame was heading over to make the Gadish Huzak. And this guy added to it, maybe he made it happen faster, right? Hosafa, he facilitated it along, right? He did some kind of Hosafa, and he got there faster. And Maika Ovid, so what does Maika Ovid mean? Same Achlokis. Rashi says, nothing. But most, there is the Bnei Yeshua, he's always defending Rashi. So he says, Rashi didn't mean nothing here. He meant what everyone else says, which is everybody's high. Right? That's what this Tosfos says, Maika Ovid. He says over here on this one, Bekulash Maisin Tzarch Lomar Maika Ovid Tfei Machrini. Everybody's high. The last guy and the first guy. And that's the reason it's not applicable to the Yisod of our Mishnah. Because in the Yisod of our Mishnah, it's the last guy that did the Mixas who's high for all of it. Right? That's the Yisod of our Mishnah. So over here, Tosfos says, nope, it's going to be, the Rambam's amazing. The Rambam has a whole other case. He stays away from Eish. He talks about something unrelated with the shore and packages on the back. We're not going to get into that. But over here, this Tosfos says, what seems, again, very reasonable, Prosh should be chayav. Comes along Rashi, according to everyone but the Pnei Yeshua. Rashi says, nope, the second guy is Pater. He's Pater Lugamre. Only the first ones are chayav. So, why should that be? Why should that be?
In both cases, the last guy didn't change the status of what happened.
Right. So, therefore?
He didn't cause anything.
Okay, good. Hold that thought for a moment. So, what's everyone else saying? What's everyone else saying?
He's the last guy.
So he's the last guy. Okay, good.
That,
no, but why are all the other Rishonim not agreeing with you?
Because he helped
we
out.
We got to get to what's the machlokes here?
What's the machlokes? You change the din from gonna damage to not gonna from not gonna damage to damage, or you need to help out and be sorry for the damage.
Okay. Hold the thought. It's nice. Okay.
what does Mashir mean? Does Mashir mean I actually have to make, just to make it a little fine, does Mashir mean I actually have to make a change in it? Or does it mean I have to be involved in it? As in, if Mashir means I actually have to make a change in it, then doing it.
So this, the relevance of what you're saying might be, is that second guy, when we say he's his whole suffering, he's sitting there. But on its own, what would it have done? Right? If it would have done it all on its own, right? Right? Then I have two Machshir people, right? The first one's Machshir and the second one's Machshir, but the first one was Machshir first, and the second one's Machshir second, which is very relevant for you, right? You're sort of like an ein machshir achem machshir kind of guy, right? Which is good. Keep that thought. It's very nice. But look at the whole Tosis. Who got to see this Tosis? Okay, so now, what does Tosis say? He says his point that it's everybody's chayiv, right? And then he brings a raya. Really good one.
And oh, and that's like what Steve said. Because every time they dig another 10.
Well, we'll get to that.
Very
good. So, what does it make sense that everybody should be chayav?
No.
In simple Balabatish terms of ours?
No, nothing changed.
Huh?
Nothing changed.
It's the assumption.
Well, no, maybe it's going to
rush. What is machayav you? What was our first yisod in the ratio of that Mishnah? What's the yisod?
Okay,
are you machshir nezek? You're chayav. Right? So one could say very pashut. Was the first guy machshir nezek?
Yes.
Yes. Was the second one machshir nezek? Yes.
Oh, you're saying oh, stand
up. He did something. He did bring it over to the guy. He just finished it up. Before we get to your very interesting chiddush, which we get to, right? Right. But for now, that's not what most achronim say. If you want to know the truth. What's that going to say? The Pashtus is with Tosos. And not only is the Pashtus with Tosos, but he brings a really strong raya that Rashi is going to have to deal with. This raya about the Chafira Acha Chafira over there is very powerful, right? And then he waffles on it, something at the end over there, right? We have to fine-tune and see what's going on with the rest of that Tosos, the last line. But in the meantime, the Pashtus seems to be, both should be chayav. Both should be chayav. Why? Each one was Machshir Nezek. If you're Machshir Nezek, you'll be chayav. So this is the Ksos. What did the Ksos say? The Ksos was trying to answer up for Rashi, right? The Ksos explained why would Rashi say Pater anyway. What does he evoke? What does he evoke the Ksos? He evokes the sugi that you've seen now twice. If you've done the second parak. Who did the second parak? Okay? Ketzer Arego, at the beginning, Bat Yedzayin, and at the very end, right? Basar Ikara Azninan, Mana Tvira Tavar. Right? That expression. So the Ksos says, that's the poor line. That's what's going on. Right? It's an incredible chiddush, he says. He says, well, you know how it works, right? We have this guy. He throws the kli off the roof, and the guy with the makel slams it. He's shover it. Is he chayav that guy?
No.
Why not? Because mana tfira tavar. It was already considered basar mikara. This was vaday shabur. The thing's gone. So when he smashed, did he smash nothing? He smashed or already shed their clue. So therefore he's pumped. So comes along the Ksos and he says, Eish should be himself. Right? What's going on? We have our Eish from the Rishon. And it's heading over there. The Gadish is analogous to the Mana Tviratana, right? The Gadish is like a Gadish Nisraf, Saraf, right? That's what we would say. And therefore he's pumped. That's the Ksos' take on this subject. What do you think? Good one. It's kind of cute. It's very cute. But there's just on our Bikias. So really, look at that Yud Zayin. Bikias is against.
Well, why did Tosos use the Bikias as document?
We'll get there. Hold on. We'll answer. Right now, I'm just trying to figure out Rashi. Everybody loves Tosos, and Tosos is Pasher, and Tosos is right. He brings a great Raya. About whatever the increments are, but he's showing you Hechsher Acher. Hechsher is still, right? Chayiv. Everybody's Chayiv. The Feirish, everybody's Chayiv. So Rashi's on the defense. He's on the defense of. Why should the guy be Potter? Why should the guy that took this Eish and then continued it off to the Gadish, why should he be Potter? So comes the Ksos and he says, because it's like that Sugya. But why would we fight that? There's one reason you guys should know, And there's one that the fancy acharonim, I'll tell you a little extra. But it's based on the Bekiyas. That's what I liked about it. There's a kasha in the Bekiyas here. What was going on in that Basu bin Kara Azmizan? And the was that a Raya? Who gives that Raya? Who's the author of that Raya? Rava, right? What does Gemara say? Gemara says, oh, it must be Kedar Rava, right? Rava. So what is Gemara's answer to that, ultimately? Yeah, Rava was Pasha. Rava, it wasn't Pasha at all. Not at all. In fact, it never becomes Pasha. I'll just tell you a little hint. If you looked at the Ramban on the Rif, he says, the Rif says that Maskana, this issue of Basa Minkar Azlina and Tavar, Bana Tira Tavar, is a Safik, the Din. Safik, the Din. So it's never resolved. What's the ABCs of our sugya? Pasha, my kavim. It's a davar pasha. It's like, does anyone talk about Rabba and Rava and that this should be taloi in some kind of suffix? No, it's the most pasha thing in the world according to our sugya. It's like my kavim. There's no argumentation. There's no issue whatsoever. It's very, very much against Vixos's understanding of the sugya. This is a very, very strong raya. Simple, but powerful. It really doesn't make sense to say that this is pshat over here when it's presented the way it's presented in our sugya. A more sophisticated, I'll just say, then I'll get the question, a little more sophisticated critique of Vixos comes from many, many achronim. They start quoting all these Rishonim that say, you know, the truth is, even those who hold that Basudis, the Yikara Azninan, and Mana Tzvira Tavar, even those who hold that way, forget about the fact that it's a Safek Liden and all that, even if you hold that way, it's only when it's Petoras, this is the Loshon of the Rambam, Vadai Mukhachas, only Vadai Vadai. It's absolutely Vadai. What does that mean? If there's a chance for Hatzalah, it's not going to apply. So wait, does our Gemara start qualifying things that way? Oh, my Ka'avid, well, it depends. If there was a chance for Hatzalah, then he did do something. If there was no chance for Hatzalah, then my Ka'avid, all that's absent from here. So we're going to reject ourselves. Nah. Even though, you know, this is like, as you get more mature with learning, they're not always right. You know, even Achronim is great as themselves. You have to really test him. You know, test the answer. You hear a lot of good answers, but, you know, our job is to, like, assess for ourselves when we think of such an answer. So this one, and we're in good company. The Chazon Ish doesn't like it. Nachum didn't like it. Many, many Achronim don't. So it is going to be put on the side. We need a better answer. So you offered one. So right? Let's develop it a little.
So if it changes the status, then you'd be higher. Otherwise, it wouldn't. So in both the fire case, right, it was going to burn anyways. Then adding the flames doesn't do anything, so it's better because you didn't change it from.
Let's use the formal language now. Since you're doing lumbus, so what's the formal question? What are you higher for this? When you are the machshir, right? That's what counts. Right? So, was the first guy a Machshir Nezek? 100%. Right? What about the second guy? Well, it depends. Machlokas Rashi Tosos. What's the Machlokas Rashi Tosos? Yesh Machshir Acher Machshir O Ein Machshir Acher Machshir. Right? Tosos says, Yesh. You can have an original, initial Machshir Nezek, the first guy, and then if the second guy is Legamre Machshir Nezek himself, both are going to be chayav. Whereas Rashi says, no, that can't be. Rashi says what you were really pushing, which is machshir nezek number one, there's no room for number two to do anything. It won't be chal. There's no chalos to the machshir nezek of the second guy. You can only be machshir nezek if without you, nothing's going to happen. And because of you, something is going
to
happen.
So according to Tosfos, then why, if it's a case of for it's a bullet, you're supposed to wash it.
We'll come back when I'm ready for it. When I'm ready.
Okay.
First, I promise I'm going to take care of that case. But let's just move it up a little notch. So this is good. This is very, very, very simple kind of hakira, simple machlokes, right? 6 minutes left. So Tosfos then brings in an amazing raya for his sheet, though. He says, I'll show you, Rashi. You're telling me, Ein Hechsher Achel Hechsher. Once a guy's machshir the Nezek, if the other guy is doing nothing different, but the same exact Hechsher, everybody agrees, like back to our old case, if you first made it for Nezek, and then the second guy made it for Misa, the Chuli Alma, that's going to be Chayim, the second guy. That was our original Svara. Why is this different? This is not part of our original Yusod. This is a little different. Here, the first guy is setting up a certain level of of Nezek, and the second guy's doing the same thing. So Rashi says it's meaningless. It also says it's meaningful, and I'll prove it. How? Because Bor 10, Bor Esrim Achar Bor 10, right? Somebody did a Bor Yud, and the next person made it deeper to 20. Both are kind of, isn't that a knockout Raya? If it doesn't, what on earth is Rashi going to do with that Raya? What's he going to do? Right? So we're going to have a little cliffhanger here. Right? We have two Shilas, just to remind you. We don't understand Rashi's Ptura by the Shomrim. That's one thing we need to answer up. And now we have another big Kasha on Rashi. Right? Big Kasha on Rashi. No, Rashi, what are you going to do with that Raya of Tosos, which seems very, very, very solid, right? Our whole discussion is over, can I have a hechsher after a hechsher? And there is black and white in the Gemara, not in the Nala, such a case. What are you going to do, Rashi? What are you going to do? So, before I leave you with those two to figure out, I guess you guys want to wait till next week. If you wanted to do it sooner, just let me know. I'm always game. But whatever. We need to answer those two. Let me just give you a little more sort of background to help you. So I told you there's a Tosfos in Daf Samech, just that big Tosfos over there. So it's a very complicated issue. There's a lot of things going on there. But I wanted you to see a sphere, right? Everybody cook and turn to Daf Samech, right? And this is going to help us. We want to fit it. Let's do the refine, the ending of Tosfos. Right? What does Tosfos say at the end of his comment on Yud? He says, Miu bezet tzarech ledaktik. Even though I hold Yesh Hechsher Nezek Achar Hechsher Nezek, but we got to be a little precise. Because let's say all the guy did was throw in a little tiny thing into my big fire. Right? Ki bishvil shehishlech ish etz betoch esh gedola yischayev. Even if it could have like resulted in some kind of nezik itself. But still, I have this big madura. And a guy throws in a little thing. Really? Am I really going to hold up over there? So he says, Halo dami ela la'echad shechofer bor yud ba'achir neshlimo yud alef. That case is just like someone made a 10, and then someone made an 11. So now what Tosfos doesn't tell us to do, so what's your point exactly? You know, what does that mean? Right? So we could maybe get the answer from what looks like a stira in Tosfos, right? Which is Daf Samech. Look at Daf Samech is talking about a person who has a fire, right? So how does fire become mazik, right? Korchach and Murabba, the Ruach Mitzuya is going to bring it along. And in this particular case, there's a guy blowing it along with the whip. Right? So Tosfos says, the Gemara said, Liba v'libsa haruach. The guy blew and the ruach blew. Im yesh v'libuyav, if the guy's blowing had enough lelavos to make the fire go and cause the damage, chayv. V'im lav pak. So Tosfos wants to qualify the case. Right? Everyone understand the case? There's a guy blowing along with the wind, and the wind came, and now he's blowing also. And the Gemara is going to say, if his blowing alone would have been good enough, right, then he'd be chayav. Now, let me ask you, according to what we know about Tosfos, right, so could it be the case that the Ruach alone could have done it, and then the guy alone could have done it, and he'd still be chayav? Absolutely. Because he says, all right, there's a Hechsher Nezek from the fire itself, and Hechsher Hechsher, no problem, right? But look what Tosfos says. B'she'ein baruach b'fnei atzmo k'dei l'lavos ma'irim. He says, no, like, sounds like Rashi. He says, the only time the second guy will be chayev, or the guy will be chayev, is if the ruach did not have enough on its own to be mazik. De'i b'she'yesh bo k'dei l'lavos, because if the ruach did have enough on its own, afilu k'she'yesh b'liboy hamalbe k'dei l'lavos, even if the second guy has enough to be the mazik, lama yischayev. Why should it be chayev? He sounds like who? He sounds like Rashi. He says, why should that guy be chayev? Without him, it would have happened anyway. Tosfos, you forgot your shita back on. Are two Tosfos in Aladdin be sosa each other?
Yeah.
In the same sechta? Yeah. That's a toughie. But it is possible. In the same parak, almost never. Same parak, no. Across prakim, sometimes, and we're not happy about it. I don't want the Tosfos to be Tosfos. So how can we make it all work? And we'll end with this. And we'll leave ourselves with those two big questions. How does it fit with our Tosfos a little bit? What might be a balabatish way out of this? What's the way to be mechalei
between the two scenarios in Tosfos?
Well, first case in Tosfos is that there's sheer, not sheer, and second round would be a little bit.
Right, now, I'm talking about the part with the eights and the Madur, right? So
we're saying the eights is only similar to a case where someone went from
10. Okay, good. Okay, so again, what were you saying? What were you saying?
So in that case, where the second round would be a little bit, that could fit more with, you could be like a rhetorical saying, like, it's obviously a guy who does things one isn't going to be high. The same way when you put a little stick into a massive fire.
Right. And like, and what poor case? Like the case of Bor Yud, to Bor Yud base.
Exactly.
Or Yud. Good. Actually, everyone hear what he's saying? So say maybe the answer is very balanced, very simple. He says, of course, Tosfos holds, you have Heksher after Heksher. But that's when there's some substantive equivalency to the two Heksher. So that he's saying this in our Tosfos. And he's saying, over there, the little blowing in the wind next to the wind is like nothing, right? Even if it could have done something on its own, but in the context of that wind, it's like tafel. And the same thing, I made a bor of Yud, and you made it Yud Aleph, give me a break. You were Machshir Nu Nezek. You were Machshir Nezek. But in the context of my bor Yud, that's nothing. And the same thing with the little eights into a big fire, in the context of that, it's not. So, okay, so where do we draw the line? Right? Once you start getting like this, so what's the shear? So you said it already. So the shear is, now we understand 10, 20, 30, 40. Why is it 10, 20? It's got to be exact same. It's got to be mamish. If it's a bor lamisa, you had to have done a bor lamisa. If you're just doing it, 19 wouldn't work. Right? 20, yes. 19, no. Why? Because in order to rate, this is Tosfos' ultimate chiddush, in order to rate, you're going to be chayav for machshir after machshir, it's got to be on that level. You got to be at least the same. So 10 against 10, and this is why the Rashba and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, they say when we say marbe b'chavila, that's the Lashon Gemara, it means in order for this chiyuv to come in, because they agree with Tosfos that you're chayav the second guy, it's marbe, it's got to be enough of a chavila that it's the equivalence of their initial ish. And only under those conditions is Tosfos operating. Okay, good. So now I understand Tosfos is pretty straightforward, right? He has a great raya, the 10-20 fits in with the total scope of his chiddush, right? His chiddush is yesh machshir after machshir, when it is dafka the same level, machshir. You give me a bor shel nezek after a bor shel misa, you're not getting any. You give me a bor shel misa after a bor shel misa, that will be chayav both. Great. We're left with those two questions. The two questions is, what's Rashi going to do with this raya? Because he totally disagrees with it. According to Rashi, it should be any machshir, even of equivalency, acher machshir, should be potter. And number two, we still haven't solved the problem with the shomrim. Why for Rashi is that initial guy? Now, we have enough lumdas to really intensify the kasha Rashi. Everyone understand why that is? Rashi is going to say, hey, machshir, acher machshir, that's what's potter, the second guy. But in the shomrim case, who's our guy that's potter? Was he the first guy or the second guy? It's the first. He's the first. He's the posher. He's the one who leaves first. So you're not going to get out of it with some kind of just application of ein machshir achar machshir, because this guy's potter even though he went first. Everyone hear what I'm getting at with this additional little knach to the kasha? Right? That would have been nice. I could just say, oh, there he is. He's just another application of his yisro. It's not. Something a little more sophisticated. Alright, so I'll leave you with those two, and I'll assume we're just doing it next Wednesday, unless somebody wants me to do the rest. Let me just say this, if we could find time even at the beginning of the Kiyos, happy to do it then, because we got like 10 minutes left just to answer the two questions on Rashi. Very geschmack, we're going to finally hear from our Soloveitchik. He has an interesting approach, and we'll take it from there.